BBC Learning English.
We all know children love to play with toys, but as they approach adulthood, they stop being playful and concentrate on grown-up things, or so we believe. However, in recent times at least, adults are revisiting their childhood and buying toys for themselves, and they've been given the nickname kidults. There are many reasons for the rise of the kidult, but it's certainly big business. In the USA, for example, the Toy Association says that over half of adults bought toys and games for themselves last year. Nostalgia is part of the reason. People want to relive their childhood and now have the disposable income to do so. Puzzles and board games are traditional toys that can be enjoyed at any age. But there's more to being a big kid than just taking a trip down memory lane. People have more time to let their hair down and play. Hobbies such as modelling and construction with plastic bricks can help people develop skills into adulthood. And they allow people to switch off and relax. In fact, Frederick Tutt, global industry analyst at NPD, told the BBC, "I'd say much of this is providing an escape from the stresses and strains of modern-day living, fulfilling our need to find downtime." Some people are even finding comfort and camaraderie by playing with others. Although competing with others through video gaming might be nothing new, others are coming together to build train sets or sophisticated models. In Brighton, in the UK, for example, Brighton Bricks is a club where adult fans of the toy Lego meet up every month to talk, play and swap collections. But those who think playing with toys is childish and immature should take note of the research by René Preuer, Professor of Psychology at Martin Luther University, Halle-Wittenberg in Germany. It suggests that adults who demonstrate more playful personality traits are more motivated, creative and spontaneous. So it seems life shouldn't be all work and no play, and maybe we should take play more seriously.
BBC Learning English.